Good morning. I'm Rachel Miro, and this is the California Report. A panel of federal judges with the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals has decided San Francisco has the right to charge employers to help pay for its universal health care plan. Other federal courts have struck down similar attempts to carve out exceptions to the federal law designed to guarantee uniformity in benefit plans across the country. The head of the Golden Gate Restaurant Association, which filed suit against the fee, said the group will probably appeal. The governor had till midnight to move on a mass of measures, so many we can't possibly cover them all here. But later today, Arnold Schwarzenegger is going to highlight landmark legislation to link urban sprawl with the state's fight against climate change. Yesterday, the governor made a fuss over the battle against personal sprawl or obesity, signing a bill that will require fast food chains to post calorie counts on their menus starting in 2011. Altogether, California lawmakers sent almost 1,200 bills to Governor Schwarzenegger this legislative year. He signed 771 and vetoed 415. That's a lot of vetoes, the most he's ever struck down. And this year, many of his rejections came with a generic veto message, leaving a lot of people scratching their heads. Sacramento Bureau Chief John Myers explains.
On Tuesday, Governor Schwarzenegger held a public ceremony to sign a new law requiring calorie information on the menu of chain restaurants.
We are the first state in the union that actually has this and requires this kind of information.
The menu mandate bill was one of hundreds sent to Schwarzenegger in the final week of the budget impasse. But almost 150 of those bills were rejected with the exact same veto message. The late budget, said Schwarzenegger, left him with only enough time to sign bills, quote, that are the highest priority for California. When asked yesterday about the unusual veto message, the governor gave a somewhat contradictory answer.
We have normally 30 days to sign bills, and because of the delay in the budget, we only had 10 this year. So that put a tremendous amount of pressure on us, but I can assure you that every bill got full attention.
But that didn't clear things up. Were the bills vetoed because he ran out of time or because he disagreed with them? The governor's press secretary later explained it this way. These were bills Schwarzenegger opposed regardless of the date on the calendar. The only thing the governor didn't have time for was writing all those detailed veto messages. Even so, the blanket veto has created a buzz at the Capitol, which may have been just what Schwarzenegger wanted. A subtle reminder about not just legislation, but who really wields power. For the California Report, I'm John Myers in Sacramento.
Pollsters and political scientists debate it. Politicians and their consultants worry about it or count on it. When African-American candidates get fewer votes than they expected because voters lied to pollsters about their willingness to support a black candidate, it's called the Bradley effect. Some think it's in play this election. KPCC's Frank Stoltz tells the story of how the Bradley effect got its name here in California.
November 2, 1982, was supposed to be historic. Polls showed Los Angeles Mayor Tom Bradley poised to become the nation's first black governor. He held a comfortable lead in the race over then-State Attorney General George Dukmejian. Political consultant Kerman Maddox volunteered for Bradley and joined an election night victory party at the Biltmore Hotel.
People were dancing, people were yelling and screaming. I was looking at the TV screen, and the TV screen had George Dukmejian ahead of Bradley. I was scratching my head. I was puzzled. It really wasn't until around midnight that the mood changed and people started to think, wait a minute, something's going on.
Tom Bradley knew all about race and politics.
I, Thomas Bradley,
do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
A decade earlier, he beat incumbent L.A. Mayor Sam Yorty, who had tried to stir racial fears to defeat Bradley. In a segment of his acceptance speech shown on CBS News, Bradley praised voters.
Your rejection of the appeals to racial prejudice will serve as an historic monument to the political process in this country.
But then Bradley lost the 1982 governor's race, even though polls indicated he'd win. Some blamed a late surge of conservative voters opposed to a gun control measure on the ballot. But most pollsters believe that bigoted voters lied in public opinion surveys or refused to participate. The Pew Research Center's Scott Keeter says the same thing happened in a number of races.
So We have a collection of surveys in very high-profile elections that suggested that polling when you have a black candidate and a white candidate might not be very accurate, and the errors are all in the same direction.
But Keeter says a survey of campaigns 2 years ago found African-American candidates did as well or better than the polls predicted.
The Bradley effect may very well have disappeared.
Why? Keeter says times have changed and voters are less bigoted. He argues that there's less racial stigma to saying you support John McCain over Barack Obama, for instance, so any voter may be more honest about his or her preference. Cal State Fullerton political scientist Rafe Sonnenschein isn't so sure of this.
I still think that you have to look very carefully at undecided voters near the end of a race when a black candidate is running for the first time, as Obama's doing this time, and see if the undecided voters are fairly typical or if it's packed solid with a lot of white Democrats who are very ambivalent on racial issues. And if that's true, they're saying they're undecided may mask that they're leaning against voting for Obama.
Sonnenschein also says more conservative and less educated voters are less likely to participate in opinion surveys. He adds those voters may be less likely to vote for a black candidate. Political consultants like Kerman Maddox, who advises a lot of black candidates, remains cautious when it comes to race.
I mean, if I have an African-American candidate who's running in a district that has a significant number of older white voters, I often don't show the photo as much as I normally would.
At last month's Republican convention, GOP pollster Frank Luntz talked candidly about the Bradley effect.
You all know about Tom Bradley and what happened in the election. People will not necessarily tell the truth to pollsters in this election cycle. So if the numbers are tough, don't let it get you down. You just got to work even harder.
Earlier this year, a Gallup poll asked likely voters whether Obama's race made them more or less likely to support him or made no difference in the way they'd vote. Almost 90% said it would have no effect. What worries Obama supporters and encourages Republican pollster Luntz is that some percentage of those voters were in swing states and were probably lying. For the California Report, I'm Frank Stoltz in Los Angeles.
That's the California Report for Wednesday, October 1st, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Rachel Miro. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by the California Healthcare Foundation and Cal Hospital Compare, rating hospital quality in California. On the web at calhospitalcompare.org, the Walter S. Johnson Foundation, and the Wesley Foundation, improving the lives of California's children.